Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Rietveld, the CEO with Innovations for Flooring. John, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. Thanks for asking.
Yes, and I'm catching you. Where are you this afternoon?
This afternoon, I'm in the Netherlands, which is my home country. I'm spending here with my family, but normally I'm only traveling.
Okay. You had some news. You've actually won a patent case against Unilin related to these locking systems for flooring. We'll get to that in just a minute. You've been in flooring for a while. You actually were the president of the residential division worldwide for Tarkett about, 12, 13 years ago, right?
That's correct, yeah. Between 2003 and 2006, I was heading up the residential division for Tarkett. That's correct.
All right. And tell us who Innovations for Flooring is.
Yeah, Innovations for Flooring is a technology company. So we are developing flooring technologies, for the moment focusing on locking, click technologies, but we're also extending it more broader in terms of material and surfaces. And yeah, we have worldwide patents, and we are a newcomer. Okay, newcomer, what is the definition? Because we are 2.5 years busy in the market. But yeah, we help the industry to implement the technologies which is good for the customer.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this click system, obviously, most people know it. It's how you create a floating floor. And for a long time, Unilin has been a leader in this area. And you started working on a profile that you call the triple lock system. I guess you started filing patents in 2009. You were awarded a patent in 2014, and this thing has been, you know, commercially accepted. And Unilin filed a case against you, and I guess last month you won that case in The Hague, Netherlands, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And tell us a little bit, this click system, I guess it depends on the flooring material that's being used, but it's primarily used on the short end of the product, is that right?
Yeah, we have many patents in the meantime, but the most important is indeed 3L triple lock, mm-hmm. which is actually patented for four sides, but a drop lock system works mostly best on the short side, and it's a worldwide trend, both because of the materials, because some of the materials can only be installed with a drop lock fold down, in any case, in a good way. But also the whole do-it-yourself market development goes more and more to a drop lock, also for wood and for laminate and in the new product lines like LVT and WPC. And a triple lock is a drop lock technology, which is, as it's called in the market, a single-piece embodiment. Mm-hmm. So you don't need an additional aid, no plastic strip or anything. And yes, it's today seen as the best system, the original creator of this single piece embodiment.
Mm-hmm. Several of the factors related to the type of system you use is how thick the material is and also how rigid the material is, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Drop lock is good for all product groups. You see, again, you know, like wood or parquet in the past was not really using the locking systems as laminate to do, but also they see a trend. But the boost has really been given by the LVT and WPC. These product groups are growing worldwide, and because of characteristics of the product, you can only install it really good if you use on the short side a drop lock, because with an angle or an angle snap, or the product is too rigid, or the product has too much flexibility, and it's very difficult if you need to do a very wide room to install that. So that has really given a boost to this drop lock and triple lock. And furthermore, if you look at LVT and WPC, the thicknesses, I mean, they are normally thin products, and it's very difficult to place an additional 8-inch plastic strip in thin products. I would say almost no one is really able to produce that in the right way. So you need to have a single-piece embodiment.
Okay. Tell us now that you have patents in 37 countries. This victory was in the Netherlands. What effect will that victory have on us here in the U.S. market, do you think?
I would say that the base where the patent has been granted on in early 2014 is not very different in Europe as it is in the U.S. Most of the players are the same, and for sure on the short side, the drop lock, most of the claims are the same. And mm-hmm. the present incumbents, one of which Unilin is one, they see us growing very fast with our licensees. They see more and more products of this technology in the market. So they did an attempt to stop that. So they started a court case. Normally in Europe, you start in the Netherlands because also the European Patent Office is there. And so it has normally an effect on the overall European market. So they started a so-called nullification action in the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. And they have created a 300-page document to try to nullify our patents. And yeah, we had a fantastic victory because all the claims and all the arguments of Unilin basically have been denied and rejected by the judge. So the patent stands stronger, even stronger than before.
Okay, so you feel like in winning this case there, then it'll just be a natural that this will spread throughout the other countries and the Patent and Trademark Office in the U.S. will follow that same conclusion?
Exactly. It's very unlikely, if you look to the history, that there will be a complete different outcome in other places in the world, because more and more patents become global patents, even though you need to register and defend them market to market. But it's pretty transparent, and we have done 6 years of research. We feel very strong about the U.S. market, very strong for our technology. We have, in the meantime, actually, as they call it, two divisional patents. So basically, you have different claims around the mother patent. So in the U.S., we have three different ones for triple lock. We feel very strong about it. It has also been confirmed by independent law firms. They do so-called non-infringement studies. Mm-hmm. So they look to all the patents, in this case in the U.S., and they look if you are free to operate. There's a freedom to operate report, and all of them were extremely positive. So we feel very strong about our position. That's also confirmed by our licensees and some big retailers who obviously did their own due diligence on us, both on the technical side, but definitely also on the legal side. And we have passed this gloriously every time.
Mm-hmm. Who are some of your big licensees, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, that's the key question. One of our promises we made to our licensees, since the competitiveness and the aggressiveness of the market, not to disclose mm-hmm. specific names.
Okay.
Unless they want to do that themselves. So we work really tailor-made with all of them to make sure that they get maximum success out of the technology.
All right, John. Well, congratulations on winning this case. Again, been talking to John Rietveld, the CEO for Innovations for Flooring, about his recent intellectual property victory related to Triple Lock. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.